say hello to our good pal, Mike Commodore. Sir, where do we find you today?
I'm in Arizona. I was in Calgary. I was planning on being in Calgary kind of for the duration. I woke up Monday morning to a whiteout snowstorm, and I was on a plane a couple hours later.
I love it. That's the way to go. It's like, oh, snowfall warning. I mean, perfect. Get me out of here.
April again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said it for years.
For a week or so.
I'll continue to say it. April is the most disappointing month of the year in Calgary. Of course, it's not the coldest, but we expect cold in January. We expect snow and miserableness and darkness in February and December. April, we are mentally done with it, but it's not done with us yet. Get out of town in April.
Like, when are the golf courses going to be open here? Like, middle of May? June 1st?
So I usually play in the Riley's Best Ball Media event. That was supposed to go in about, next week. Got the old cancellation email. No surprise there. But what's interesting is our makeup date is the first week of May. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that might not be happening either.
Scottsdale's probably perfect.
Well.
Perfect-ish? Perfect.
Yeah, Scottsdale is perfect. Yeah, I can't lie. Scottsdale's perfect. Shorts and a t-shirt straight to the golf course.
You watching some puck at night? What are you doing?
Yeah, everybody except the Leafs Bruins. I watch every other series if I'm around the TV. Yeah.
You don't like Original Six teams, that's why.
Really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I got a huge deal with Original Six teams. You just can't watch them. I have no respect for them. I just want to watch the new guys.
You get a lot of media requests, and I imagine everyone tries to get you wound up on a certain individual, which you don't need to get wound up on. I happily dance around it and don't ask you about it, but I do have to get close to it. So I'll get as close to the sun as I can without melting my wax wings here.
I'm not a savage animal. I'm not a savage animal, Ryan. I can control myself.
Let's hope so. You played in a beautiful city, a thriving metropolis named Detroit at one juncture of your career. That perhaps wasn't your fondest nor most successful season in the NHL. There was an assistant coach there named Bill Peters. Do you remember playing for Bill Peters, or was he just a man in a room that maybe walked by a couple times?
Well, I mean, I was kind of a man in the room. I was basically, I did play a few games there in the month of January, but basically I was kind of practicing when that demon would let me. And, so I wasn't I really just planned the parties, but I was around. Bill he was all right. Seemed like a nice enough guy. You're an assistant coach, right? I mean, your job is to try and be a decent guy to the players and support the head coach. I mean, that was basically what he did. So I wouldn't say there was anything special that jumped out at me, but like I said, I wasn't really the focus of his attention either. So I was just kind of there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So he might not have been doing the bag skates that year. That guy would be more familiar with you.
You know what? They never even bag skated me there.
Really?
I had to bag skate myself.
Oh, yeah.
Bag skate myself, and then I had to do my own. I would run the stairs with Joe Louis on my own because I wanted to. Like I said, I was basically just part of the furniture until the sun went down, and then the guys wanted to go out, and then I was in charge.
What's the move in Detroit? Get out of Detroit, or there's some things to do there?
No, we would go to Royal Oak in Birmingham.
So walk us through that. What is it? How far away is it? What's it like?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. From downtown, I thought you meant downtown Detroit. I live downtown, but... Royal Oak would be like 20 minutes away, and Birmingham maybe 25 to 30. Call it 15 and 25. Just younger areas, newer areas, a few bars, restaurants. Good time, actually. I actually had fun in Detroit in that sense.
So these would be the portions of the city where the police officers don't tell you to get in their car and stay out of this area.
Yeah. No. You were safe. You could walk around.
Cool. Nice.
No problems.
Always a good touch when you can do that.
No problem.
Are you surprised at the fanfare around Bill Peters, given that he was a guy that, again, as you noted, his job is to be a buffer, not to show you how smart he is as an assistant under a guy like Babcock, especially. But does it make sense that there seems to be a lot of hype and fanfare around a guy that hasn't been to the playoffs in Carolina?
Yes, it is confusing. I'll be the first to say, I didn't have much to do with Bill in Detroit. I ran into him at a Hockey Alberta event the following year. He would seem like a nice enough guy. I was like, I was not giving it to him because it wasn't his fault. I'm a stupid. I didn't realize it. I realized it. So anyways, we were chatting, seemed okay. Goes to Carolina. To be honest, I'll tell you right now, the Carolina Hurricanes aren't going to miss him. That's for sure. I think those guys tuned him out about a year ago.
Really?
I don't, Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really understand. And I like Bill. I'm the first one to say, but I don't really get the, like, why is everybody all gung-ho? And this guy's opting out of money because he's a hot commodity. He's done a grand sum of zero in Carolina. And it's not like that Carolina team was supposed to be awful the whole time he was there.
No, it's been talked about as one of the best young decors. Yeah, good. There's some prospects. I mean, there's some guys there that you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, there's some. This year especially, they were supposed to be, they were kind of a popular pick. I mean, Edmonton Oilers were supposed to go to the Stanley Cup Finals too, but Carolina was a popular pick to be in the mix and at least challenging for a playoffs, and they kind of were, but not really. Can't say they were serious contenders. So I don't get it. I don't really understand why there's a lot of hype around this guy. I'm imagining it's probably that his maybe a little bit of the old Babcock effect in Canada. Oh, he was with Babcock, and everybody's fooled by him as Babcock's about to be ousted in 5 games and for the first time. I mean, out in the first round for how many times in the last few years? But, yeah, I don't get it. There's got to be other options out there, no?
Well, there's other options for sure, and there's guys that consistently get to the playoffs rather than 4 years straight of not making the playoffs. But the history of this franchise is not to go out and get the big-name marquee coach and pay him a bunch of dough. They just haven't done it. I mean, I guess they did with Brent Sutter. And Daryl at the time was a splashy move, although back then coaches didn't cost much. But, you know, Bruce Boudreau was available when they went and got Glenn Gullitson. Heck, Gullitson wasn't even the top candidate in the Canucks organization in many people's eyes. They all thought Travis Green was the heir to the throne and ended up being that. But, you know, they settled on Gullitson, and he certainly wasn't the most expensive option out there. And I would think if you're going to chase an AV or you're going to go after a Barry Trotz, if he hits the market this summer, they're going to be $3 to $4 million, maybe $3 to $5 million coaches. They just haven't done that here before. Maybe they would. It would be the outlier on what they've done in the past. They've done more Don Hayes and Dave Kings and Greg Gilberts and those types. Pierre Paget, a retread. Right. Bob Hartley had been out of the league for a while. Mike Keenan was not sexy anymore when they brought him in. They just haven't done it.
Right.
So, I mean, you're right. Like, I think AV's probably a better coach than Bill Peters, but it's just why I'm not even surprised. I'm not expecting they'd even call him.
Right.
There's probably a problem though, isn't there?
Bill Peters can't work. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he can't work. I'm not saying that, but I think that just from what I hear in Carolina is that, you know, he goes in there trying to act like Babcock, talk like Babs, scowl, arrogant, yell, scream, talk to the media like I'm the man, all this stuff, and be basically a little mini Babcock, basically being a dick. And that's fine. Players will put up with that if you're successful, if you're making the playoffs, if you're doing something. You go into Carolina and you act like that, and you've been acting like that for 3 years, and the fourth year comes around, and I mean, you have to have some substance to back that up. Otherwise, it's just like a front. I mean, players are going to see through that. I mean, you can tell when somebody's kind of being phony. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll work. I mean, the Calgary Flames need to play a little harder. I mean, can you get them to do that?
You should hope so. There's enough skill, you'd think, especially with some of the older ones sent off to pasture here with contracts expiring. I mean, I would think the Flames should be a playoff team if a coach does a good job here. That's not unfair, is it?
No, I don't think that's unfair. I mean, I think they definitely should be knocking on the door. I mean, they were looking good until the last end there last year. So, yeah, I don't know.
Now, in Peter's defense, Tommy,
is it a done deal or no? It's close. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the guy the GM wants, and it's the GM's second coach, so he's going to tie his wagon to Bill Peters, a guy he worked with at the World Championships. Now, in Peter's defense, because you said, look, he hasn't accomplished anything in Carolina. You're right, but Cam Ward, Anton Khudobin, Eddie Lack, Scott Darling, they haven't got saves for 4 years when he's been there.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, fine. I'll ride that a little bit. That's okay. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not blaming it on the goaltender for 4 years. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but
Cam Ward wasn't that bad this year.
Say that again?
He was all right. I don't think Cam Ward was that bad this year, not having his stats right in front of me. But I know Darling wasn't very good.
I'm telling you, they're not that good. He does not look like a top 30 netminder in the NHL. So that would be what your starter would have to be, the most basic threshold to pass. Scott Darling was brought in to be the man, he has been far from it. He had a 318 goals against and an 888 save percentage. That did not go well. I don't know why. We can all hum and haw. We know his past, but it is absolutely flamed out on them. There's some GM culpability there as well. It's interesting.
Well, I just no, and that's those are fair points. I get it. I mean, we'd all like to have a top two goalie in the league. That'd be great. I understand that, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I understand that, and sure, I'm sure the blame is. I mean, the blame, the reason why the Carolina Hurricanes didn't make the playoffs isn't Bill Peters, and it's not one person's fault or you know, a couple of guys. I wouldn't say that. I just it's just funny to me how a guy who hasn't made the playoffs in 4 years, he's been a head coach for 4 years in the NHL. That's it. Is like opting out of a contract because he's wanted so badly. Like what?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
No, and the other angle too is that owner is an absolute wild card. He wants to pay a GM AGM money. He doesn't seem keen on Peters returning. So even if you aren't a hot commodity, but if you can find work under somebody else, that might be a good move there.
Sure. No. I'm not saying it's a bad move on Bill's part. I'm not saying. I mean, hey, if you can opt out, I don't know. What do you have, a year left on his deal? I'm assuming.
Yeah, $1.6 million next this coming season, and then that's it.
Wait. Yeah, I mean, if he's talking to people and he can opt out of that and get and sign with the Calgary Flames for a new contract for a number, well, yeah, of course that's a great move for Bill. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Hmm.
I just don't understand. Like, it's just a little bit different just looking at it, where a coach that's had a grand sum of pretty much zero success in the NHL, if you measure it by going to the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
is opting out of a contract to get more money somewhere else. It just sounds weird.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And you know what? That's what we're seeing all day on the text line here. I mean, I think he's probably a really good coach. He just hasn't had success at this level yet. And, you know, that
right.
It seems there are safer bets. If you only get a couple hires as a GM, and this is potentially your last one, if it doesn't go well, there's a safer pick than this. Now, it might turn out brilliantly. This could be the next great coach in the league. We don't know. But there's certainly safer, you know, more proven guys with track record. I think we've crushed that horse enough. That it's dead. It's been beaten. Okay. Let us move along. Who's wowed you in the postseason? Because most of these series are almost over. We got one that looks like it could go six or longer. That's it.
Yeah. Vegas. I have to say Vegas. I know they didn't have a whole lot to play for at the end of the year. So, you know, your head's not in it and not completely in it. So they got spanked a little bit. LA did have some injuries on D. I realize that, but I mean, I watched that whole series and LA did not have a chance. Vegas was way faster. Vegas was all over them. LA could not get the puck to the middle of the ice. Vegas looks good, like real good, in my opinion.
The other team that was sneaky good were the Sharks, and I think we're kind of framing it because Anaheim's been such a factory that, oh, look at what Anaheim did, but not a lot of people are giving the Sharks enough credit here for absolutely destroying what was a perennial contender, a 5-year-in-a-row division champion that finished second this year in the Pacific. They went through them like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, no, they did. That's actually a good point right there. That's probably a little bit bigger of a surprise just because Vegas finished in first. But yeah, the Sharks were good too. I didn't watch as much of that series as I did the Vegas one. But yeah, I mean, Anaheim's been historically good in the playoffs. The Sharks kicked them to the curb in a hurry. It should be a good series. Vegas Sharks?
I think so, yeah. And both teams can skate.
It should be good.
We'll see if Thornton comes back. We're all drooling at the thought of a Nashville-Winnipeg second-round series. It looks inevitable. It's not official yet, but both teams are up 3-1 going home. They have to feel good about that. Do you have a preference between those two Titans? They clashed a few times down the stretch, and they were just unbelievable games.
Yeah, no, that'll be a great series. God, I'm kind of torn. I mean, I'm cheering for Canada. Well, I'm cheering for one team in Canada that's still in it. But I do like Peter Laviolette, the head coach for Nashville. I got to go with Winnipeg, though. It'd be fun. I mean, it'd be good for those guys to put a little run together here. I mean, Nashville will be tough, though. But I'll go with Winnipeg. They're good.
Yeah.
I like them.
And look,
but it'll be tough. I mean, Nashville can move the puck. I mean, P.K. Subban gets back to the finals. You're never going to hear the end of it. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Winnipeg get something done, you know?
Yeah, I think Bergevin's got a rooting interest too, right? How can you not feel for Winnipeg, right? Like, this is a Canadian city, had their only professional team that, you know, people would like tattoo on their chest. I mean, no disrespect to the the Winnipeg Gold Eyes or the Blue Bombers, but you live and breathe Jets if you grew up in Manitoba. That was ripped away from them for quite a while. And then miraculously, they get a team back. They haven't had any success. They've stayed the course through some tough times. How do you not fall in love with this group? Plus, they got this weird, wacky 19-year-old kid from Finland with a bad beard that's lighting up the net. I mean, this you got to love these guys.
Yeah, that line, he looks terrible. I mean, I'm all for beards, but I mean, and he's an unbelievable player, but he looks god awful. But yeah.
He looks like he should be.
I'm sure they had a tough winter there, too. They had a bad, they go through bad winters. I mean, they've had a bad deal. Yeah, I'm cheering for Winnipeg. But what about Liney? Looks like he should be one. He looks like he's like Amish or something.
I was going to say, that's a dude on like a horse-drawn carriage that's selling cheese at the farmer's market. Like, that's a bad look he's got.
No. Every time I see him, I mean, he can't think that looks good.
No.
He's like superstitious or something. Like, that is...
He lost a bet, Connor. It's got to be that. It's really not good.
It must be he lost a bet. If he lost a bet and he's going through with it, then I have a lot of respect for that, because I don't know if I could even if I did lose the bet.
Dare we put any money on anyone but Pittsburgh in the East, given that they have won the last two and they still have arguably the two best players on earth not named McDavid?
Yeah, it's hard to go with anybody else. I mean, even though they have been to the finals the last couple of years, they played a lot of hockey. Yeah, I don't know. Boston looks good, though. I'll tell you what, if there's one I'm cheering for, you know it's Boston.
Yeah.
No, Boston Bruins, I love them this year.
They've been a machine, really, man. Them. They can do it always. That top line had 20 points in the first two games. They do everything. They're physical. They come at you in waves. They can intimidate. They can outskill you. They got goaltending. Chara looks like he's bathing in the fountain of youth. Like, he's not looking like a man who just turned 40. That would be the one, wouldn't
41,
it?
41, I think.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I like Boston. Boston's looked good, and you know, Toronto did have a good year. I don't watch much of their games, but you are forced to watch their highlights when you're in Canada.
Right.
I mean, they got some talent. They've had a good year for sure. I will say, I am so far in the series. It's not over yet, but they have manhandled them. Boston's manhandled them pretty good, and I am loving it, but I did not really see it playing out like that.
Last one for you. You got any boys going? Any of your buddies, former teammates, guys you're rooting for, that you're texting, you're pulling for in this Stanley Cup run?
You know what? The guy that I keep in touch with probably the most that's still playing right now is the real deal, James Neal,
yes.
out of Vegas.
Wow.
We keep in touch. I never played with him, but we've become buddies after a couple of golf trips and stuff. So, I've been in touch with him pretty much over the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's been fun. I know he's had a great time in Vegas, and, I mean, it's up in the air with him. He's not thinking about that right now, whether he's coming back to Vegas or not. But, I know he's excited. He thinks they have a good team. He thought they might have needed a little bit more veteran presence, but I think they're off to the races. He's pumped.
Well, you were on Twitter making sure everyone was very clear that there's only one nickname for him. There's been imposters, but there's really only one handle he can go by.
Yeah, the real deal. It's not the big game, James. That sounds stupid. Real deal.
It's the real deal.
I like that a lot more.
You're a gem, sir. Yeah. Let us know when you're back for our 6-week summer here.
Yes, I will be back on Wednesday. I have to book a flight. But, yeah, I'm coming back, then I'm here for good. I took a job, Pinder.
Come on.
I got to start working on May 1st. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm the director of sales and marketing for Triton Land Services starting on May 1st.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Never thought I'd see the day. Well,
for a little bit.
I tell you what.
I feel like it's time to do something.
No, what you said was the name again one more time, please.
Director of Sales and Marketing for Triton Land Services.
All right. Well, Triton can take us golfing this summer. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Great to me.
Talk soon.
It's all part of sales. All right. See ya.
Call me.